Adams Show.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
The Jeff Adams Show.
This is for the people.
Live from Lakeland, Florida. It's the Jeff Adams Show.
Listening to The Jeff Adams Show. The Jeff Adams Show is sponsored by...
The JA Creative Phone Lines are sponsored by Backbone Radio. Call in today at
818-927-6205. Absolutely.
What? Yes, it's Wacky Wednesday. For Shizzle, my nizzle. And I'm going to adjust it right now.
No,
I know.
Okay, cool.
So switch the camera to you and I will adjust. It's already a Wacky Wednesday.
It is wacky and we are here. Welcome to the Jeff Adams Show Wacky Wednesday, where we are going to cover some wacky news. And thank you for listening. I am Chris Cruz, the producer of the Jeff Adams Show. And we are ready to have fun. Today is Wacky Wednesday. We got some amazing stories for you guys. And we can't wait to share them. And thank you for listening via Spreaker.
And we are back. That thing is goofing around again.
Alrighty. And I'll switch it over to Jeff. And
I'm just...
He's going to whack you even more.
All this stuff. There's just so much to this. BS! I said it. It's BS. Wacky Wednesday. JeffAdamsShow.tv. Glad you could join us live. And that's the beauty of doing live broadcast, because anything can happen here at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. There's just so much, you know, everybody gets mad at my rants about technology. And there's just, you know, we're trying to simplify things here as much as possible. We're going out on a radio stream. I mean, we're going out here. We're going out everywhere. I just cannot wait for the day until we can get one location. You turn something on and it just goes. You don't have to worry about anything else. But until then, not going to happen. But, you know, I'm thankful for all the places we are distributing to live. People at StreamUp, Vaughn TV, Ustream, and the parties at the JeffAdamsShow.tv, where we are in the chat and we will interact with you in the chat. And we also have the phone lines available at 818-927-6205. You can interact there. We'll take your phone calls. But if you come over to the chat room at the JeffAdamsShow.tv, there's a party going on. We'll actually communicate with you and you can be part of the show that way as well. It's just hard to monitor other chats in the different places. I'm still up on Stream Up over here. There's 26 people over there, and Bubba Bo Beard saying they're having issues, no audio over there. Bossy, are you still in the chat room over in our chat room?
Welcome, James. JJ, I think it's James. Welcome,
can you, JJ, can you hear us okay? Can you hear us okay? Give us an okay, because it looks like people at Stream Up are having problems. Bubba Bo Beard, it's frustrating. Because these people, just come to the JeffAdamsShow.tv.
Yeah.
In fact, Chris, you take it, introduce yourself, and I will talk to these people over here.
All
at Stream Up. I'm just trying to get the party started.
Yeah,
here.
We're going to get, just to let you guys know, I think I'll pay for the extra open bar at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. So don't worry about that, guys. I got the bar open for you guys. We'll be serving mojitos and... I don't know what I'm not a drinker, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But Wacky Wednesday, where we have the most weirdest ones stories. I'm going to start for.
All right.
Yes, they can hear us, Jeff. They can hear us.
People drive me nuts. There's people in this chat room over here. I don't care about, you know, I shouldn't say that, but I'm not going to, you know, it's like, listen, I sound like one of those people on the streets, you know, on Friday and Saturday nights. I'm like the female with the, you know, that's attractive, that tries to get you from one bar to go to the other bar. They pass out flyers. That's what I feel like I'm doing right now. I feel like saying, hey, listen, you're in this bar right over here called Stream Up, which is fine.
It is fine. Yeah.
But if you really want the disco lights
yeah.
and the whole kit and caboodle,
yeah.
and the party, you got to go to the JeffAdamsShow.tv.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, we're going to hold the open bar a little bit longer. What do you think? 1:30?
It's driving me nuts, okay? Bubba Bo Beard and his girlfriend. Listen, I'm not making this up. I'm just going to vent. They're in here now. They're saying there's no audio in stream up.
Okay.
But clearly, we're streaming here. They have to refresh, but they keep talking to me, and I say, come to the JeffAdamsShow.tv. I don't know how clear I have to be.
Do you want to take...
Now she's saying, went there, can hear, but no chat room.
Oh, because she has to click on the little box that says chat room.
This is so much. Are you on stream up?
No, I don't go there anymore.
Well, can you pop up in there direct them and tell them exactly what they got to do? I mean, it's really simple, folks. It's not rocket science.
It might be for...
I mean, Bubba figured out, hear me out. He should be able to figure this out.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to say yesterday. If you could figure out, hear me out, which is the third-party app, and you could post and record yourself, the JeffAdamsShow.tv, it is not that hard to watch. It is not
I'm just turning
hard.
Down that chat. JJ, man. Welcome to the chat room.
He's waiting for the rickshaw ride, so from me.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be right back. Let me do that for him.
So glad everybody's here today. It's Wacky Wednesdays. We celebrate these. I mean, I think the last time we celebrated Wacky Wednesday was
first week when we went live.
Yeah, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's called Wacky Wednesday 2.0.
Well, hopefully it's 2.0. I'm irritated, man. It's just not that hard. Yeah, I've got thousands of dollars of equipment in here. Yeah. Most people can figure out their way.
Yeah, yeah.
But the party's here.
Party's here.
The JeffAdamsShow.tv. I cannot stress you that enough. If you're in the other chat rooms, we're not being jerks. We're just not monitoring those chat rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to come to the website. You got to come. Or you can interact there, but the phone number is 818-927-6205. You can call in. And that's what irritates me. It's like I'm on Spreaker, too. I mean, I like to monitor the Spreaker chat room, but I can't.
I'm on that one.
Yeah, people just... random, like, hey, how's it going? Like when the reruns are playing?
Yeah, the reruns, yeah. They get upset.
They get mad. But, I mean, can't they read the title of the show, the best of?
Yeah. Well, not just that. Is that I have this set up when it's a reruns, you know, because as soon as we're done here, it goes to a rerun, you know, because that's how we work.
Right.
It goes to a rerun. Well, if you listen to it, it'll go to, it'll say the intro, and it'll say the time that we're on.
Right.
So you just got to pay attention, people. We can make this more simpler. America's gotten so... And this is one of the wacky... You know what? I'm just going to bring it up. This is one of the wacky stories, okay? And it bothers me. So here's the title. Smart plate knows what you're eating and when you have had too much. We're getting to the point that plates are telling us you ate too much.
Ridiculous.
That's one of the stories. So it has, what it says is, it was in Pennsylvania, inventor is seeking funding for the weight loss tool. Now, of course, they're going to put weight loss because that's how you're going to sell something like this. You know, it's like, hey, you fat, you can't control your mouth. Let me give you a plate here. A plate that's going to tell you, it looks like this. A plate that's going to tell you that you ate too much. That is ridiculous. Would you ever buy that?
I would never buy a plate like that.
Would you fund, like, give a help them out, like, financially on that?
It's just common sense. Well, most people that eat too much, it's a disease anyways. Like, they don't listen to themselves inside. The small voice inside is saying, hey, fatty, you're in way too much, and plus you're not going to hit the gym at all. Why in the hell would you go get a damn plate to tell you the same thing that your body's already telling you? Like, hey, I think you ate enough. If you eat any more, you're going to puke. It's a disease.
Yeah.
A plate's not going to cure that.
Exactly. So,
I'm mad, dude.
That story really bothered me. I was like, really? Like, do we really need to go that route where that we have a plate telling us, hey, fatty, do not eat that double cheeseburger?
Well, the next thing you know, someone's going to do a fund me. Like, I got this great idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's for a toilet that talks to you. Hey. It's time to go pee. No, it's not. You don't know me.
They already have talking toilets in Japan and overseas.
And they wash figure.
A bidet. Was it a bidet?
Yeah.
But they have a high-class bidet where, you know, it warms up. If it's cold, it warms up.
Well, what they should do for men is have, like, an infrared. For the bidet, it's like, you really need an extra spray right now. That was a bad one. I did not get all the particles out of your hair and your buttocks.
So what story do you have?
Oh, well, I have a funny story. I think we got a video with it, too. But first, we'll get to the video. There was a... We had a crazy show yesterday. We were talking about weird stuff, but a UFO was spotted at the PGA tournament. They were playing golf, and I guess this was on broadcast TV. You know, when they take the shots, you know, the guy hits the ball off the tee and it flies in the air. Well, I guess when the cameras went up, something got caught in the camera. So people were freaking out about it. It was in Florida. It was actually just right down the street from here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Veranda Beach, but the UFO was sighted in Winter Haven as well. Really, really crazy stuff happening there. I mean, it was it's saying it's Winter Haven, but if you look here, he swings, and there you go. I mean, you'll see it kind of flew by there. I think it does in slow motion here too. Man, this guy put the YouTube video. Make sure he's getting props. Look at that. Little object. Crazy thing, what I forgot to do on prep, probably last year around December, me and my son were driving down the road. And true story, my son was smart. He goes, he grabbed my phone and took a picture of it. We saw the same thing. And I tried to speed up to catch it. And then when I was heading that direction, it just like disappeared in midair. It wasn't a blimp. It was a silver object like that in midair. And it was so... weird, but my son took a picture of it. It's kind of blurry, but he had to like take the iPhone and enlarge it. But I've seen those things too. It's very bizarre. No one really knows what they are. I think it's spiritual more than anything, but that's just me. That's my, you know, my take on it.
Yeah, my aliens and all that stuff is kind of like, I like we said yesterday, we don't know what's out there. All
we don't,
I mean, all I know is what we're here in this earth.
Yeah.
And there's like billions and billions of people here, and there's a big universe out there. That is all I know.
That's all. I mean, that's all we do know. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more Wacky Wednesdays, and we are talking more crazy stories. You got crazy stories, you can call in at 818-927-6205. We're talking wacky stories here on Wacky Wednesday here on the Jeff Adams Show, and we will be back after this message.
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. It's creative comedy for ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
They just want to be famous all the time. And they don't have a lick of talent in their body. They're cluttering the space. It's just too much. Dadgummit. Yes, I said dadgummit on the microphone. I'm just so over it. I don't know. And then you have the whole women. The only way they get on social media is they show their breasts or their buttocks or looking to seduce you on the internet. For crying out loud, get a talent. Learn how to broadcast.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
Joycaster, your content everywhere. Go to joycaster.co and sign up for a free 30-day trial using promo code JAFREE. Joycaster, your content everywhere, baby.
A family unit is the unit that builds up a person's personality. How you behave and what you become in life is very much dependent on your family life. At Embrace by Grace, we believe your family should come first. Children who have a sound family background and who belong to a family with strong family ties are almost always happier. Thus, one cannot deny the importance of family life. Allow Embrace by Grace to show you and your family the way to a brighter future today. Visit us online at embracedbygrace.org. And start growing your happy family today.
Do you like to talk? You want to do radio? Well, go to Blog Talk Radio, official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show. Blog Talk Radio is a web-based platform that allows podcasters like you and talk show hosts like you to create live on-demand format content for distribution. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right on.
Yes. Call now to win.
No prizes here. Just call already. 818-927-6205. Wacky Wednesdays here at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. I said it again, the JeffAdamsShow.tv. That's where the party's at. Yes. I understand, you know, stream up, you know, Ustream, it's a cool place. I ain't going to lie. There's some cool content there. But I got to tell you again, I'm not going to look at those dang chat rooms anymore. The party's at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. I can't make it more clear. What is that? It's the JeffAdamsShow.tv. Look, it's easy to do. I know for some people it's difficult. You just go to the website, you click live show, you click that. Everything will pop up. There'll be a chat there. You can talk to us there. And we want you there. Or you can call on the phone lines at 818-927-6205. That's the number to call in to interact on the show. And with that, man, I forgot. Shoot, we got little Matty Baxter on the phone. He listens because, let me tell you the backstory about Matt Baxter.
Okay.
If the people don't know. I mean, most people that are in the chat room, like Bossy, they all know this story. But Matt Baxter, he lives a simple life. He has a flip-up phone. And if he uses the computer, he goes to across town to someone else, you know, library or something to go watch YouTube videos. But he doesn't have a computer at the house, doesn't have a smartphone. So he calls in the show, known him for years, calls in the show, just listens to the show. And so let's check out and see how Matt Baxter is doing. Matt Baxter?
Hey!
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Good. You enjoying the show so far?
Yes. Good.
All right, man. Well, it's going to get even wackier, right? So, you know, get your little giggles on and, you know, you got something to say, we'll pot you up, okay?
All right.
All right, Maddie. So, last night, I didn't watch it. I feel kind of bad. I it totally slipped my mind, but last night was a big night on late night television. It was actually David Letterman's last show was last night. And I saw kind of a clip. I guess Bill Murray, one of his popular guests, when he used to do late night at NBC, Bill Murray used to come on a show all the time when he was still on Saturday Night Live. But it was... it's kind of sad. I mean, you've seen the change of the guards. I mean, sometimes it's good. You know, people have to say goodbye because they're, you know.
Old.
Old. But, I mean, Dave is a.
So, you like him?
I did. Okay. I did. And I didn't watch him all the time.
I never watched him.
I watched him, like, in the 90s when it was, like, he went to CBS.
Okay.
Because he was, sure enough, better than Jay Leno, I thought. Jay Leno was just like, you know, Jay Leno just got on my nerves after a while. Yeah. Jay Leno was funny, but Dave just had this dry sense of humor on the show. And he would let people, like, guests be guests. Like, I was in here trying to figure out the ground last night. I just was watching shows, like, on YouTube, his old shows. And he actually had, like Howard Stern came on the show. What are you doing over there?
Oh.
Making all kinds of noise.
You're saying a story, so I'm getting ready.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so basically, he would just let people be who they are, and he would have this dry sense of humor. Like, back in the day, he used to, like, throw watermelons off the top of the roof and watch them explode in New York City. He just did these crazy things. But Dave will be missed a lot. It's just, like, it's sad because I knew the day was coming. Like, all these, you know, comedians and things that I grew up with are, like, passing away. They're retiring. They're getting older.
What comedian passed away?
Well, I mean, like Robin Williams passed away a while ago.
He passed away.
Well, he's no longer with us.
Okay.
So it's just sad when these guys start stepping down and there's a change of guard. Like, you know, Fallon's great. I think he's fantastic. He's on top of the game. And it was really a class act. I posted on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, he did a tribute to Dave Letterman. It was really, really classy move. He didn't have to do that, but he just has respect for all the people that were before him. I saw this funny story about Dave Letterman, too, was I guess... There was always this beef between Jay Leno and David Letterman for many, many years.
Well, were they on at the same time, right?
Yeah. There was a beef because Leno wasn't supposed to get the Tonight Show. Dave Letterman was kind of like being set up for that. And then Johnny kind of gave Jay the blessing. So it was awkward. It was kind of like when Jay Leno came back and knocked off of, you know, Conan, you know, so it was, I don't know. That's why a lot of people don't like Jay Leno because of because of that. I don't think Jay, maybe I don't know Jay, but maybe Jay did it at a, I don't know. I can't speculate, but there was always a beef between David Letterman and Jay Leno. But I was watching a show. Howard Stern hit came on, I think it was two nights before on David Letterman, and he just went off. I guess David Letterman reached out to ask if Jay Leno would be on the show, his last couple shows, and he declined. But then I found out that David Letterman declined Jay Leno. Jay Leno asked him to be on his last week's shows, and David
Letterman
declined.
So they both declined each other.
Yeah, but Dave said, I didn't want to take away Jay's spotlight, you know, and make it Jay, you know, versus Dave thing. But anyways, we don't have to worry about those guys anymore. It sucks because I can't do this anymore. Hey! But David Letterman, have a great retirement. You brought a lot of joy, a lot of laughter for me when I was a kid. It's fantastic. But you got to move on, right? Everybody's got to move on. At some point, I'm going to have to move on, like maybe after the show.
well, after yesterday, I thought I would be by myself. But
Man, it freaked me out yesterday. It's like crazy stuff. But, you know, a couple episodes ago, if you're new to the show, you can go back to the archives. We had a Lou. The Walt Disney World podcast, mm-hmm. right? And he was on the show. We talked everything about Disney. But, you know, this story, it's really true. Here's a sign here that Disney World, you know, is banning selfie sticks on its rides. And it is true. This is taking from a photo that they don't want any selfie sticks. And I always made fun of selfie sticks until we got them at NAB.
They were awesome.
When TVU gave us selfie sticks. They're pretty cool for some cool angles. But it's just, I don't know, maybe, you know, that's on Thunder Mountain Railroad, I believe. But I guess people were taking them out on the roller coaster and they're afraid that, you know.
It's like Final Fantasy, like that movie.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, hey, Baba Boo Beer made it to the chat room in the Jeff Adams Show TV.
Oh, my gosh. And all right, Baba. Glad you can make it. Talking to yourself over there at the other chat room. What's going on in here? What's up? Where's everybody at?
But I think it's a good idea, you know, because you don't want to have a selfie stick while going through a ride. You know, you're going like, what, like 50 to 60 miles an hour.
I mean, that roller coaster, what, 35 miles an hour?
Yeah, you know.
And
you let that stick go, not only you lose your phone, you might jam the wheels, you know, watch Final Fantasy movies.
Well, here's my theory on it.
Final Destination.
Well, here's my theory on it. I really think it's to the point of where it's the control thing. I think with selfie sticks, you can go places where you ordinarily couldn't go. It's like sticking your arm out when it says, please keep your arms and limbs inside the vehicle.
Okay.
Because there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because you can reach out and touch things you don't need to touch. Or even with those selfie sticks, there's stuff like right behind you, like on Small World, that you could like flip around and just see the electronics of it. It's that close. I think they wanted to avoid missing the Disney magic or the Disney magic being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a lot to do with banning the selfie stick. I think it's stupid. I mean, it was like back in the day when iPhones came out, they were trying to ban you from like recording fireworks and stuff. Good luck with that, you know?
Yeah.
doesn't really work anymore. I mean, It's just part of everybody's life.
Yeah.
And they're going to videotape.
Recording now is like a normal thing to do.
Yeah. And then when they say no flash photography.
What was that all about? I never understood.
Because
that.
I think it ruins the experience if someone takes a flash, like in the Hall of Presidents. I mean, but who the hell would take pictures in the Hall of Presidents, anyways? That's the most boringest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in it since I was a kid. It has all the presidents sitting there, and they're talking, in 1846.
Oh yeah, that's like, yeah, I haven't been there in a while. That's
I haven't been there since a teenager, and I think
you were working.
Yeah, they had just put George Bush in there. And there, but they have all the presidents. They all talk.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Ronald Reagan, and then they, I don't know. It's just a boring ride. I don't understand it. So, this is an interesting story too. Funny, not really funny. I mean, if I was there, I don't know how I'd react to this. But we'll actually watch a clip. And we'll talk over it. The Starbucks worker freaks out over a straw and has a total meltdown. This employee of Starbucks just goes totally nuts on this gal. Ruby Chen, who was the victim,
mm-hmm.
Posted this up on YouTube that she ordered a Frappuccino with a special straw.
Okay.
And
how do you know that
one of those popular, I guess they have these new popular cookie straws
okay.
that they have. And she tried to pay with the Starbucks app. And the worker who's no longer with the company, Melissa, just completely freaked out. Melissa started to shout, you know, at her and saying hello with a very bad attitude. Hello, hello. And then another customer caught the video on tape, which we're going to take a look right now. Are you ready to go? My Lord,
talk about customer service.
Now, this is in Brooklyn, by the way.
Is she being punked?
No.
That's what I would be thinking.
Watch, watch, watch this. Bye.
Security team. Security team.
Who's she talking to?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's interesting. That is really interesting.
What would you do if you walked into Starbucks like that and you just, hey, could I get one of those, you know, cookie straws that you have? What? Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
What would you do? I think my patience level is so good. I would go, seriously? You're talking to me like that? I would confront her.
Maybe she's had a bad day.
I don't know. But it kind of reminds you of this. You got the other one queued up?
Yeah, I got the other one.
Totally reminds you of, you know, Bonk Weekly from Mad TV.
Oh, hold on. That's not what I wanted to do.
What are you trying to do? Trying to switch it over?
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally reminds you of Bonk Weekly.
Number five with a boneless, skinless chicken that is slightly seasoned.
No. Sakari! Sakari! Needs to go. Needs to go.
Wait, wait. What?
Sorry, she was trying to fight me, sir.
No, I wasn't. Well, I will cut. You.
I'm sorry. She's with our Out of the Hood program.
So.
Bye. 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 I will cut you.
So was the other one also on the, did that, was that Starbucks you said?
That was Starbucks in Brooklyn.
All right. So was she also on the Hood program? Is it, I guess that's a real thing now?
I don't know.
I guess that's
maybe
a real thing.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
A props to Angela Johnson. She.
You know her.
I went to her wedding.
Yeah.
And several years ago. Yeah, I used to manage her husband in a music group, Group One Crew. So props to Angela Johnson. Bonkweekwee lives on. And I think she's doing a tour this summer that's featuring the character Bonkweekwee. And she keeps that character alive through YouTube, and she does, like, music videos and whatnot. So props to that. Also, we have what else do we have here? Oh, we have a deadly crocodile caught in a trap, had bloodstained teeth. You got that picture, Chris?
Yeah.
Let's pull that up real quick. I guess basically in Australia, they found this crocodile. He's the size of a bus. He's like 13 feet, massively huge. There you go. The teeth. He had blood on his teeth. But this crocodile was no joke. No joke. I would be freaked out. There was a guy here in Lakeland, Florida. There's a trail here, probably literally, shoot, man, 15 minutes from here. And I should have pulled did the prep on that one. I didn't know I was going to talk about this, but there's a massive alligator that just is a beast, like 16 feet, that's over in these trails. And this guy took pictures. They were on Facebook, and he took a video of a thing taking out another gator. He had the other gator by the jaw and just like, broke his neck. He has video of it. It was pretty impressive. But man, crocodiles, don't like them. Don't like alligators. They're a nuisance, pain in the butt. So hope they put a cap in that crocodile's eye when it's all said and done. And then we also have I know a lot of people love snakes. People like snakes, and I don't. Actually, this neighborhood kid came to my house, ring the doorbell, and he had a snake in his hands. I'm like, get out of my property with that snake, young man. He goes, it's not poisonous. We found it in our pool. I go, I don't care. Because the thing is, I looked out the window, and he took the snake, and he put it in our grass and was like letting it go. I'm like, you got to stop that. Pick up that snake and get out. Get out of my house with that. I don't want to see that. It's not poisonous. My dad said it's not. I go, I don't care. Take that snake out of my property. I don't want to see it. So this next story is basically a peckish python swallows a barbecue tong. My first question is this. I guess he got caught up. It was a pet snake. They were feeding a rat with a barbecue tong, and it ate the tong, as you can see here. And they had an operation. They removed the tong. My question is, why in the heck would you spend money on a stupid python in the first place to remove a tong? It's ridiculous. Snakes are bad, especially pythons, because they get so big. People release them in the back into the wild. And if you go down to South Florida, the population of pythons are ridiculous. I mean, they're just breeding like crazy down there. You know, it's absolutely nuts that you would pay for an operation to get these tongs removed out of a snake. Pythons are bad news. And there's lots of stories here in Florida of people keeping pythons. I think it was, 2 years ago, someone in Tampa, Florida had an infant that they had a pet python. It got out, went in the crib and strangled the little baby. Pythons are dangerous. They should have never been as pets. If you have a snake, a python, I don't care. You shouldn't have them. They should have been left in the wild. Now they're all a problem in Florida. They're overtaking Florida, and it's just not good. So the sad thing is they probably have a veterinarian bill that's out the roof with this python that has a tong inside of it. And guess what? They're not going to be able to keep that python long-term anyways, because that thing's going to get massive and out of control, probably get 20 feet long, and they're going to have to do something with it. And guess what they're going to do with it? I don't want to kill it. Well, let's release it in the wild. Maybe they have a chance out there. So what happens with these snakes, they go out, they start breeding, they reproduce, they're all over the place. I hate snakes. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. Absolutely with a passion. So if you got a snake, get rid of it. Do yourself a favor. Shoot it in the eye, just like the crocodile, because they're all the same to me. Gators, crocodiles, snakes, pythons, shoot them in the eye. My dad's different. He believes of keeping snakes alive. The black snakes, he goes, they're your friends. Well, they're aggressive, Dad. One chased after me one time. I've been bitten by snakes. I don't like them. They're not fun. They're not a nice little cute kitty cat that you can pet that will, purr when you pet it. Snakes are bad news, folks.
It is. It is snakes. I don't like snakes. But let's switch over to my story.
Okay.
And then here's Wacky Wednesday. I love Wacky Wednesday. I was coming down from Deltona. We broadcast from Florida. And I was listening to my show that I was listening to, which is Doc and Skip. And then I didn't know where they were going with this story. But have you taken a cruise,
yeah,
Jeff?
I took a Disney cruise, yeah.
You took a Disney cruise? Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never been in a cruise.
You're missing out, man. If you do a cruise, go Disney.
Go Disney?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, after this, I'm going to ask you if you will still go to the cruise.
Okay.
After this story. So, I was listening to the story, and I guess something happened in this cruise. And it happened to Tim and Michelle Baker from Ohio. And I actually have them on the line with us. So, I'm going to...
Did you put Matt on hold just in case?
Yes, I did put Matt on hold.
Okay.
And then Tim and Michelle, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, we're here.
Hi, guys. Thank you for responding to my tweet. I just, I was, like I said, I was driving down to the studios. I heard your story. And I actually, that story belongs on Wacky News Wednesday, because what happened to you guys, it's like a nightmare. Seriously, it's a nightmare, especially for Michelle. So, Jeff, I'm going to have Tim and Michelle tell you this story, because Jeff does not know anything about the story. I just told him, hey, at 1:30, I'm having somebody call in to share their wacky news. So Tim and Michelle, go ahead and tell Jeff what happened with you guys when from Ohio to New Jersey to get on that Royal Caribbean cruise, Liberty of the Seas.
Who's wacky, the ship or us?
I think the ship.
The ship.
The ship. Royal Caribbean, the port authorities.
Oh, geez, there goes that sponsor down there, too.
So, Tim.
I'm glad my husband can joke about it.
Yeah, so, Tim.
I really am. It's been hard.
I know.
Well, what happened is we drove from Ohio to New Jersey, Cape Liberty, and we're boarding Royal Caribbean Liberty of the Seas, and ended up being called into security because they found a magazine with bullets in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It happened to be hollow points, which are illegal in New Jersey. After interrogation and verifying that I have no history of crimes, I haven't had a parking ticket or anything for like 8 years, they said, well, it's your lucky day. You're not going, it's your lucky day, we're letting you go, but you should go to jail.
What?
That's how our day started.
Wow.
So, Jeff, here come, you're going on vacation.
Oh, sorry, go.
You're going on vacation, you know, you by mistake, you know, you left the magazine. And then they tell you the audacity of them telling you, you're lucky I'm not taking you to jail. Now, Tim, I'm a police officer for the military. So I know, you know, that's that role playing of like good cop, bad cop, that what he did. You know, they tell us to use it. But right there, that was not the time and the place to do it. Because right now you are, you know, that cop should have put himself on your shoes. You know, you are visiting a state. Was that your first time in New Jersey?
Yeah, first time ever.
Okay, exactly. So,
last
as a cop,
time too.
Whoa, trust me, I don't even know why you went to New Jersey. I thought you guys went to like from Ohio to Florida, because I was when Doc asked you where did you guys port out of, I was like, oh my god, please do not say Florida, please do not say Florida, because if he says Florida, I'm gonna be so pissed off because I'm in Florida. So next time, this is what you're gonna do, guys. Next time you do a cruise, do out of Cape Canaveral, and I will Uber drive you there, because I'm an Uber driver as well, so I will get you guys there. Or you can just stay here in Disney and we'll just party with that.
Chris,
with Lou.
We've been on this would have been my fifth cruise, and this is Tim's eighth. We've actually boarded there before. We never had any problems in Florida, but my goofball husband, he accidentally left the magazine in the very front pocket. Was like lodged up to where he couldn't feel it. He forgot it was there.
Yeah.
He was going to go out of town, and there was a shooting range nearby, and he was going to get some practice in, but he didn't have time to do it, and he just forgot it was there.
Yeah, and it's a mistake. Yeah, we're human.
We won't be cruising again, so.
No.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You don't have to cruise. What you need to do, get on the car or an airplane, come to Florida, and we'll go to Disney. We'll hit all the parks with Lou, and we'll give you a tour of the parks with Lou. So we'll do that. But let's fast forward. Let's fast forward. Let's do a little fast forward. Because
we want to go to Universal.
Okay, we'll go to Universal then. Forget about Disney. Disney's for kids.
Oh, there goes that Disney sponsor.
There goes. We're just losing sponsors left and right. So let's do a little fast forward, because your amazing vacation does not end there. So let's fast forward to you guys in the so-called the room that you guys were sitting there waiting for the for your luggage.
Okay, so we were released by New Jersey Port Authority, very thankful, very grateful, and we got back on the ship. We thought that it was going to be over. So we went up to our room and got dressed and ready to go to dinner, and we were at dinner for about an hour and a half. And I kept saying, yeah, I wonder where the rest of our luggage is. You know, I had gone back to the room, and I didn't see where the luggage was.
Oh, you're kidding.
I talked to our stateroom attendant, and he said, well, if the luggage isn't there by 8 o'clock, then it's lost. Or, you know, it might be in security, but we'll help you find your luggage. So we waited until about 7:45, 7:50, and... Now, the ship's already at sea now.
Okay.
You know, it took off around 5:30, and we went to find out where our luggage was, and it wasn't there. So we talked to the stateroom attendant, and he told us, okay, go to the second floor.
Deck 2, yeah.
Go to deck 2. So we talked to people in deck 2, and they called down to security. They asked if they had our bags, and we were told to go back down to security.
Mm-hmm.
When I have to say this. When we were in Port Authority, I was absolutely terrified. We had no idea why we were there. We weren't told why we were there until a good 15, 20 minutes. It was absolutely terrifying. In fact, when the security guard first came to get us, our first thought was that my husband's brother had died.
Oh, okay.
He's been in and out of the hospital for 7 months. That was our first thought.
That's scary.
But nobody said anything to us. But fast forward back to being back in security, we kind of wandered around aimlessly, and crew members walked by and didn't say a word, didn't offer to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, somebody came over and led us into a room and just left us there. Mm-hmm. So we stood there for a couple minutes, and finally, we spotted a security guard, and we explained why we were down there. And he said, well, your luggage is right here. On one piece of luggage was a sticker that had the word iron on it.
Okay.
On the other piece of luggage was a sticker with the word electronical on it.
Okay.
It was electric. He had me open up the bag that had the word iron on it. And I'm like, okay, I don't own an iron. I don't own a clothes iron. I don't own a hair iron. I have curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was confused. Why is this bag marked with the word iron? So I opened it up, and he pointed at my blow dryer.
Your blow dryer,
it's an air diffuser for girls with curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
How this security guard could get a blow dryer for girls with curly hair confused with an iron of any kind is beyond me.
Yeah, he probably didn't go to cosmetology school. Probably not. And then on the electric one, they found that power strip. Now, Tim, you said that you've always taken a power strip with you on your cruises, correct?
Yeah, and it's that exact power strip too.
So my question is, let's fast forward one more time, because I want to get to Michelle's comment, because that is what I'm a little upset about. So I want you to guys role play that comment that starts that Michelle said that she wants to go home.
After I got done talking to the security guard, I let him hold the iron. I said, now I'm confused. I said, I let him hold the blow dryer and said, look, it's a blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's high, here's low. So I walked over to my husband, and I looked at him, and I said, I want to go home.
It'd be an expensive plane ride from Bermuda.
Maybe I could go overboard, and a dolphin could take me back to shore.
It'd be a bit cold. Maybe Jonas will spew you up on the Jersey Shore.
Ew, I'll stay on the ship then.
And we both laughed.
All right, so you said that, and what happened next? Because this is where I the story gets super disturbing. So what happened next?
Super wacky. We got back in the elevator and went back to the room. And now that we finally had all of our luggage, and given the stress of the day, I started to cry. I cried for about 2 to 3 minutes, and then I felt better. And we're like, okay, you know what? Let's just make the best of the rest of this vacation. Everything is okay now. Let's unpack and enjoy ourselves. So we started unpacking for about 15 minutes, and then we heard a knock on the door.
Jeff, are you ready for this?
It was security, and we were told, you have to come with us.
What?
And Tim said, we have to. And they said, yes, you have to come with us. So Tim and I were escorted by two security guards down to guest services, and we were seated in a room, and I was told, you're now on suicide watch.
Oh, my gosh.
And I
She's on suicide watch because she said that she wants to go overboard and ride a dolphin back to New Jersey, and the dolphin was going to take her to back to Ohio.
Oh my gosh.
And she was on suicide watch for...
And this...
Go ahead.
And this is the same security guard, apparently, who reported me as being suicidal, that couldn't tell the difference between an iron and a blow dryer.
What does Royal Caribbean have out there? I mean, did they have Barney Five or something running security? Well, you know, she was talking about riding a dolphin. We need to confiscate her stuff right now.
Well, it looks like when they did the training for the Royal Cruise, he missed the cosmetology class and then he missed comedy hour. So he missed those two important classes. He missed sarcasm.
Well, the problem is those bullets. And he never gave me bullets except one that I kept in my belt loop.
Exactly. And then, you know, and he's probably a little jealous too that, you know, he's like, a civilian's carrying bullets. I don't carry bullets. You know, it's all weird. You know what, guys? I appreciate, you know, guys, taking our phone call. We're going to do the same thing that Doc and Skip was going to do. We're going to create a file of your guys' interview. We're going to send them to them, and we're going to hit the social media real blast on them because they need to pay for this.
Yeah.
At least something. And I just want to get you guys, you know, hopes up. You know, Tim and Michelle, if you're ever in Florida, just hit me up. You got my phone number. Just hit me up, and we got to go to a quick commercial. So many blessings to you guys. Anything that you guys need when you're in Florida, just look me up, and then I'll help you guys out, okay?
We'll let you know, yeah.
Thanks for calling the show. Next time, don't say jump on a dolphin. Make sure you keep those bullets next to your belt strap.
All right, guys. Have a blessed day, okay?
All right, we'll be back after this message from our sponsor. Oh, boy. Looks like we have a vandal. That's not good. Vandals are not good. But I guess this vandal's pretty good because he's tagging the JeffAdamsShow.tv all over the wall there. But, hey, man, if you're bored, come check us out at JeffAdamsShow.tv. It helps us stay afloat so we can stay on the air. Go to the JeffAdamsShow.tv. Lots of blogs, updates, those type of things there at the website. You can watch all the shows on demand or listen there. Don't want to see our ugly faces? You can listen there at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. So check us out. Please support us. It's so important that you come to the website, the JeffAdamsShow.tv. I hardly ever brag about companies, but this company right here is an official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show, StreamSpot, our back end for our video content, StreamSpot. They saved us months ago. Glenn Beck picked up one of our stories. They provided excellent service for us. Go check them out, StreamSpot.com at StreamSpot, official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show.
I love this station.
Absolutely love the station.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the best, best, best.
It is the best station.
Listen to J.A. Creative.
A Creative.
Jeff Adams Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/The Jeff Adams Show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show. Good show.
My favorite show.
Melissa, how you doing?
Great. So let's talk about breastfeeding them.
Did you know that Chris likes True. Chocolate milk?
Wow. Anyways.
Wow. What do you think about breastfeeding, Matt?
No comment.
Wow.
The Jeff Adams Show.
Oh, they sure enough like my Barney Five there on Wacky Wednesdays.
They did. They actually, you know what's funny about this interview was they actually laughed. when they did the morning, I think, you know, she was still like
trying to
settling in with the situation, because they just gotten home last night. So, you know, it might have been early for them, but were laughing. At least they left laughing. You know, and that's what we're here for. We're here to make people laugh.
I'm doing Jay Leno mixed with Barney Fife.
You know, at least they laughed. I like that.
Well, you know, Andy said, don't take the bullets on their crib and cruise. I wish I could take a magical dolphin all the way back home. Hey. You're going to have to come with us, lady.
Oh, so bizarre. You know, bizarre. It's funny how that all worked out. The magic of radio. This next story real quick. We'll get to these wacky Wednesdays, but you can call and interact with the show. The number is 818-927-6205. I have to always still look because my dyslexia.
I was like, what is he looking at?
I don't want
to
go give you the wrong number. 818-927-6205 is the number.
You can call in. Cell phone number.
And you can hopefully don't get, you know, contained by the Caribbean cruise. Good grief. But this next story is not that one, Chris.
Oh.
It's actually...
this one.
Yes.
Okay.
You talk about Border Patrol. This is probably the best. I mean, if this is actually where people are actually doing their jobs correctly.
Okay.
It seems to find border guards found an 8-year-old in a suitcase, which is bizarre. And you know what? At first, I got a little disturbed when I saw this picture. And I was reading the story on so many levels. I started thinking about sex trafficking.
Yes.
I got really mad. I got really, really mad about that because that has to stop. Sex trafficking is ridiculous with these little children. But come to find out, they detained the woman. It was the mom of this child.
Okay.
Putting this 8-year-old in a suitcase. And then I guess a half an hour later, their father was detained. He was held on suspicion of human trafficking offenses and believed to have paid for his son to cross the border because he did not have the required documents. But, do you have the picture of the boy? That's him. Listen, you know, obviously they blinked out his eyes for things, but come on. You know, I know they're trying to get their child, you know, into, you know, a country without documents. But how could you do that to your own flesh and blood?
And here's the thing. What conversation are you having with the son, like, at night before this happens? What are you saying to your son? Hey, buddy, we have to sneak you in. We have to go in the luggage. That is, like, psychologically damaging right there.
Well, here's the thing. What do you possibly do? You put the suitcase down and go...
jump in.
Son, you're not going to like this for a couple hours. But we're going to give you a nice little baby blue blanket. So you can cover up, because it might be chilly. We don't know what the environment's going to be. But when it's all said and done, 8.5 hours later, you're going to see a brighter day, son. We love you. Okay, let me zip you up right now. Let me give you a kiss. Time to zip up.
Mommy, gotta go pee.
Hold it, honey. Hold it.
Here's a cup.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't do that to your children. You should be arrested for child abuse. That is ridiculous.
That is.
That is. Agitates me. I have an 8-year-old.
You do.
You don't do that to your children. We made jokes about that before. Yeah. About, you know, putting children as, hey, we should, like, hey, you know, we're going on a business trip. You know, hey, son, daughter, son, let me sneak you my suitcase and go with me. Exactly. This is a joke. Yeah. But you really don't put your children in a suitcase. You don't do that.
It's like, it's a safe situation where the security guy at the Royal Caribbean cruise, he took it literally that she was really going to jump off.
This woman,
and then ride the dolphin back to Ohio from New Jersey. You got to be kidding me.
This woman's crazy. She's going to get on a magical dolphin with frou-frous and go all the way back to Florida. We need to detain this woman right now. Right now.
And she spent 48 hours inside that room. And I couldn't keep him any longer because we had to go to commercial.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to find out if that employee of that cruise line is actually still employed. Because I guarantee you, I think there's a...
Well, this just happened,
yeah. But we need to find out, because more than likely, if this goes viral, this guy is going to be jeopardizing probably losing his job.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to find out, because I want to find out who this guy is. Let's find his Facebook. Let's find his Twitter. And, you know, my question is to this guy. I'm going to ask this guy, is how many times did you see Mall Cop, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not just that, you know... It's a freaking dolphin. And you got to think about it. Like,
I got to look out for the dolphins, Chris. I've got to look out for the safety of the dolphins because they're swimming in the ocean and there's no one looking out for the dolphins. So this woman told me that she was going to ride on a magical dolphin all the way back to Florida. I have to protect the dolphins, not the people on the cruise. I don't protect them. I protect the dolphins in the ocean that are not on the cruise. Jeez. People are just moronic.
Oh, it gets to the point that, you know, right there, that's a perfect scenario. Think about it. That's a perfect scenario how people are disconnected from each other. Because if, again, I did the whole cop thing. You know, sometimes you have to be hard on the people, but sometimes you just have to put yourself in the shoes. Me, as a police officer, I put myself in the shoes, and if it was a really mistake, I'll be like, I understand. Just don't make it happen again. And then that whole thing about Suicide Watch, who in the world is Royal Cruise to go downgrade? And then this is what they forgot to say because we had to go to commercial. They downgraded them from a $3,000 suite to a $1,000 suite with no windows. And they took the garbage can out because she was on Suicide Watch for 48 hours. What in the world is that taking out the trash can going
to
do?
Here's the problem with this. And I know I'm not trying to, you know, make fun of what happened to them. But the reality is this. I worked at many of music industry ventures. Now, you venture over to the Christian music side of things. When you do a concert at a venue, you have volunteer staff. Mm-hmm. You give them an inch of any kind of authority. Guess what? More likely, these people, they're ready to have some kind of authority position so they can abuse it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't go back there because my guy told me, you're not going back there. Mm-hmm. I had a guy literally grab me, a volunteer. Granted, I had every right to be where I was going because I was getting to my artist.
Yeah.
He was about to take me down. And I said, get your cotton-picking volunteer hands off me. You know, and a lot of these people get these jobs and they think they can walk all over everybody. And the sad thing is we go back to that Starbucks store. You look at that girl that goes crazy in there. She was the shift manager. The other shift manager wasn't there.
Yeah.
And basically, she got an inch of authority and she thought she ran that store. She goes, bye.
Bye. Security.
People don't. See, that's the thing. There are leaders and there's some people that just need to submit to leadership because some people are not meant to have authority positions. Bottom line. People abuse it. It's sad news, and these people's vacations are completely ruined by it.
Exactly. You know, it was wrong. It was completely wrong, and it's just stupid. You know, you're being held hostage for 48 hours, and then you know what they did? They flew back from Bermuda to back home. So that's another expense that they had to do on their dime. So not only they lost money for the vacation and the cruise, they also lost more money because they had to pay out of the pocket to fly home. Because if I was her, I would literally be like, when they put my Suicide Watch, I would literally jumped off the damn boat and got in a damn dolphin.
I wish I was a lawyer right now. I tell you straight up. Hi, I'm Jeff Adams from Adams & Adams Legal Representative. Have you ever been threatened by a security guard on a boat that you had no control over? Be on Suicidal Watch for 24 hours? Because you said you wanted to swim with the dolphins, go back to Florida? I can help. Did you ever have a bullet left in your bags by mistake? Call me, Adams & Adams & Adams. We can get you off that cruise. That was what I would be. I'd be a lawyer right now. Because that is a good case to grab right now.
It is.
If I was, what is it? What are those guys?
Ohio.
Morgan & Morgan.
Morgan & Morgan & Morgan.
For the people.
There you go. Papayas, papayas, papayas.
Yeah. The guy's a mess. Morgan & Morgan. There was that sponsor too down the tubes. We lost so many sponsors today.
Today we lost like everybody.
We were this close to having Morgan as the sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show where we could have his face. Goes, hi, have you been violated? Many of your rights have been violated. We have offices in every city in the state of Florida and I'm a wreck. So anyways, man, thanks for them calling in. Hopefully you guys can get some rest, take a vacation from the vacation. Hope you enjoyed Wacky Wednesday. It was indeed very wacky. We'll see you tomorrow, which is what? Tomorrow is our last day, Thursday for the week. So we're going to have
tomorrow we're having Courtney Hoffman with the popcorn.
Courtney Hoffman with the popcorn. Put us on the map with the Blaze Network with that story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have her back on the show, and we'll talk about other things. And make sure you guys participate. Come into JeffAdamsShow.tv. Come into the chat room. You can call the number, and we want to interact. You can interact with us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. All that good jazz. Go to jeffadamshow.tv for more updates, and we will see you soon.